Brother Curtis did it all. Amen. And I said, Lord, what am I going to do to calm my nerves down? And the preacher helped me, though. Preaching always helps your nerves, won't it? Amen, if you let it. Amen. Well, I got a little thought for you here from Psalm chapter number 73, if you got your Bible with you this morning. I got a preacher friend back home from come a week ago Saturday, I believe it was, preached a brotherhood breakfast for us, and he was telling us about going up to try out at a church up on north end of Sand Mountain. He said he just had about a 15 or 20 minute message, and he stretched it out to an hour and a half. And he said when they got in the car and started home, his wife said, well, you won't have to worry about going back up there. And he said, well, it's too far to drive anyway. And I say, well, my thought is, I got one that's about an hour and a half long. I got to compact it down into about 15 minutes. So you really pray for me this morning. In Psalm 73, the Holy Spirit inspired Asaph to write this text here. He said, truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. That's the first two verses there. I want to go to the last one now, verse 28. Asaph said, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all thy works. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for the blessed privilege that we have to be at camp meeting, Lord. Oh, God, as we walked on these grounds last night, God, I knew you were here, Lord, and I praise you. And thank you for coming by and visiting with us like you did, Lord. And thank you for the wonderful men of God that has preached and the singing. Thank you for Brother Steve, Brother Royal, and Jamie. As they lead in these services, God, I bless you and praise you, Father, for touching Brother Curtis and Brother Winkler and Brother C.T., Lord. God, I pray, Father, you just touch me for a few minutes and let me preach the Word of God with the love and the power of God, that the Spirit of God might work in every heart and life here this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Now, Asaph was one of David's chief musicians, but he's also a psalmist and he was a prophet. And we see him here in verse number 28. He is praising God. He said, it's good for me to draw near to God. But you know what? Asaph was not always praising God. You know why? Because Asaph was backslid on God at times. And I don't know how you want to deal with that word backslid. There's some people in our neck of the woods down in Alabama that don't believe in that a Christian can backslide. But maybe Asaph just got stuck, like Brother C.T. preached last night. He got stuck, amen, because he was tempted and he was tested. And I see one of the problems with Asaph, because Asaph was backslid from God, he started backsliding on God by laying out of church. Amen. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But hey, that's the way it always starts. You know, you just lay out a little bit on Wednesday night, and then you lay out on Sunday night, and you lay out a little here and a little there, and then pretty soon you're way out there away from God, way out there, and you're getting drawn and tested by God and drawn away from him. But Asaph's backsliding did not stop with just laying out of church. You see in the scripture down through here, if you look with me, you notice there in the next verse, he said, for I was envious at the foolish. He started looking at the rich and the powerful people that were around him in that day and time, and he began to look at them. But his backsliding didn't stop with him laying out of church, and it didn't stop with him looking at the prosperity of the wicked. But then the Bible teaches us down here that he started lusting after what they had. The Bible said there, I believe it's in verse number 3, he said he was envious. And down in verse number 4, he said, for there's no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. Amen. They are not in trouble as other men. I mean, I heard that preached a little bit last night, and I just thank God for the help that he gave me. Amen. But you see, he was laying out a church, and he was looking at the prosperity of the wicked, and then he began to lust after the things that they had. He didn't think he had much where he was at. He was maybe just a poor preacher, and he was just struggling. Amen. And then down in verse number 13, let's see, I can't get my thoughts all together this morning, but he's in verse number 13. He said, verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence. Now he's got to the point to where he's even wondering if it was worth living for God and preaching the word of God. He's wondering, and I know you probably never been there before like that old poor old Asaph, amen, but Asaph, amen, it's so sad that so many good men and good women even have gotten backslid on God and never recovered, amen, and died in that state of being backslid. But only by the grace of God, some like Asaph, amen, have been drawn back into church, amen. And he began to confess his sin, and he began to get right with God and get back in fellowship with God and bring praises and song to God. And that's what Asaph is doing in the close of this chapter. He's got back in church, amen. As the old preacher told me not long ago in revival, he said, church is a vital part of victory for the Christian. Church is a vital part to spiritual growth. It was at the church, amen. You see, verse number 17, he said, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood that I was a whole lot better off than those people out there in the world with all of that power and all that prosperity and all of that things that they had out in the world. He said, now I know when I got back to camp meeting, amen, I found out, amen, that these Christians, amen, no matter how poor we are financially or otherwise, God, we've got the blessings of God on our life, and we're a lot better off, amen, than they are, amen. So he begins to praise God, and he begins to worship him again, because he got back in church and he got to the altar and he began to confess his sin and call on God, and he got back in fellowship with God. It's always good to go to church, amen. It was in the church where he was recovered from his doubt. It was in the church where he was rekindled in his faith. It was in the church where he was renewed in his hope. It was in the church, amen, where he was revived by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Amen. Could I just stop right there a minute and say, holy, 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 amen. Holy is the book, amen. Holy is the book. Holy is the blood of Jesus Christ. Holy is that banner the preacher was walking around with last night. I'm glad Solomon taught us, amen, his banner over me is love, amen. Holy to the Son of God, amen. Lord, I'm glad, amen, that when I was backslid on God, I felt a drawing power, amen. It was drawing me back to God. And we get down here with Asaph, man, when I got in that text there, I begin to read that. But it is good for me to draw near to God, draw nigh to God, amen. I was riding up to a meeting down in to Chattanooga with a good preacher sitting right over here, and I told him, I'm preaching through the book of Psalms for the last 9 or 10 years, and I'm over in Psalm 75 now, but I skipped that verse when we come to it. I told Brother Steve about it, and he gave me this wonderful illustration, and he said, we was coming up the road there, and I was telling him about that. Oh, Asaph said, it's good for me to draw nigh to God. And I got to thinking about all of the things that was wonderful about drawing nigh to God and getting in church and getting in the altar and feeling the presence of God. And I want to tell you this morning, it's good to draw near to God. Like Brother Winker said, he's always here. Amen. A preacher friend down in Alabama preaching revival said, just remember, every time you go to church, God is already there. Amen. But listen, sometime I've been in church and not been near to God. He said, preacher, what was wrong? Amen. I don't, something was separating me between me and my God. Amen. Listen, there's sometimes sin, sometimes doubt, discouragement. Sometimes we get stuck and we're tested and we're tried. Amen. And we get that. But whatever's in your way, whatever keeps you from drawing near to God, I'll tell you, it's worth it to get rid of it. Amen. And just draw up near to God, because when you draw up near to him, amen, you can find a fellowship that this world don't know anything about. Amen. You can draw near to God and you can hear wonderful words of love. You can hear wonderful words of life. I'm thinking about Jesus when he went down through Samaria and he sat down on that well, and that sinner lady came down there by the well, and he said, give me to drink. Amen. And she said, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, seeing I am a Samaritan, and the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans? And Jesus said, but if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. And the lady says to Jesus, she said, but sir, the well is deep, amen, and thou hast nothing to draw with. From whence then hast thou that living water? And she said, you don't have anything to draw with. But see, what she didn't understand was Jesus didn't come to that well to draw water, but he come to that well to draw that woman. Amen. You see, that word draw, it means to pull up. Amen. Pull up. I'm glad, thank God, he reached down where I was and he pulled me up. Amen. Out of that mire clay. I'm glad, thank God, he come by Fort Payne, Alabama one night and found a little wicked sinner boy dead in trespasses and on his way to hell. I began to hear those wonderful words of life, and they were drawing me to him. Amen. It's good to draw near to the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the wonderful words of life. Peter said, Brother Curtis talking about Peter, talking to Jesus, and he said, you're the man, Lord, we going with you. Amen. Why did Peter say that? Because he heard Jesus speak the wonderful words of life. Amen. He said, Lord, he said, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Amen. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Son of the living God. Amen. Thank God this morning, amen, for the opportunity that you and I have to draw near to God this week. Amen. I think it was Joseph Carlyle. I don't know him. I read about him one time, and he said that it's always good to draw near to God, for he is the best friend. He's your best friend all the time, and he's your only friend sometimes. Amen. Well, I'm glad that we can draw near to God in this camp meeting. I've never been here when God wasn't here. Amen. I've never been to my little church when he wasn't here. He's all over the place. Amen. Well, we hear wonderful words of life and wonderful words of love. And I'm going to close right quick with this little illustration that Brother Steve shared with me going up to Chattanooga. There's a missionary named Stuart Sachs. And Stuart Sachs, I don't know where he was at now, missed that part, Brother Steve, in Uganda maybe. And Stuart Sachs had come out of his little hut one morning. He's sitting there eating breakfast. And one of the natives that had been saved come up and just stood there in the front of him watching him. And Brother Stuart Sachs, the missionary, says to the native, what can I do for you? in Raphael, the natives said, "Ham, he neck met." Mr. Stewart took a few more bites of his breakfast, and he looked at him again, and he said, "But sir, what can I do for you?" And the Raphael says, "Ham, he neck met." And Mr. Stewart started eating his breakfast again. And after a couple of more bites, he looks at him again, and he says, "Ham," he said, "what can I do for you?" And the Raphael, the native, says, "Ham, he neck met." And about that time, his interpreter walked up, amen, as he's eating breakfast. And he said, "Brother Stewart Sachs, the native says he just wants to be near. I just want to be near, amen. I don't want anything particular today, Lord. I just want to be near to you. I want, Lord, to feel your presence. I want to feel your power. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, that you've got everything that we need. We don't need anything this world has. We need God more than we need anything in the world. God bless you."